Hey guys, it's Abdul for our good friends over at Leon Taylor. You know the address, 809 North Delaware, downtown Annapolis. Well, you probably heard Leon Taylor closing down at the end of February. Larry and Norm are calling it a day after 120 years in business. Not Larry and Norm, they're in their 80s, not 120 years old. They're closing up shop, so be sure to swing on by. Thank them for all their great service here in the Annapolis area and pick up something, whether it's new tie, new suit, new shirt, new blouse, you name it. Also, they still got lots of coats too, because it's still a little chill out here because, hey, it's still February. So plenty of time before Leon Taylor closes down at the end of the month, so be sure to swing by. Leon Tailoring, 809 North Delaware in downtown Indianapolis.
Yeah. So, Mayor, you were saying that you would probably need to cut police pay by about 10 to 15% if this became law?
Incorrect. Not at all. What I was saying is, based off these proposed property taxes, we would have to look at cutting total personnel by 10 to 15%. Keep in mind, in the city of Terre Haute, we are already reducing our total amount of personnel. Any person that we do bring in, it's because we're getting away from a privatized contract that's costing our taxpayers more. I think what's abundantly important here is when you have the conversation around taxation, it's important to also say, well, folks, you get what you pay for. For quality EMS services, the ability to enhance our streets, our roadways, and our parks, it does take something. And when you look at the myriad of taxes in the state of Indiana, I'm kind of confused as to why we're only having a conversation around property tax and not the other many ways that Hoosiers feel the burden of taxation. Not every Hoosier pays property tax, so we've got to find a way to help every Hoosier.
Durant, Brandon, are property taxes that much of an issue? Because obviously the land has to pay for the services that it gets. It's, you know, the police, it's the fire, it's the roads, it's the sewer. So would you say it's kind of ironic that people are complaining about the way to pay for the services they enjoy, which makes their homes and schools that much more valuable?
Well, Abdul, when you say it that way, it does make sense, but I actually don't think it's ironic. I think something we've done a poor job of at really local government, and even at times at state government, is clearly articulating where these dollars are going to. We've got to show Hoosiers what we're doing. We're delivering for them. We're addressing blight. We're building new homes. We're responding when 911, when we get that call. So we've got to show to these communities that we are delivering at a quality rate, because if you look at the numbers, you can only go so much lower before it's a race to the bottom. Look at how we are when it comes to public health, to public education, right? And we have to start having a conversation about how we can better utilize the resources we have instead of continuing to take away from the resources that we have.
What kind of impact is this going to have on a community your size, though, right? We talk about the difference between a smaller community and a growing community.
So the city of Terre Haute already in that general fund from property tax is only getting about $25 million. This would immediately chop that by 10 to 15%, not to mention it would have an effect on our airport, right, and the taxes there on our sanitary district. And 82% of the general fund is police and fire salaries. Our entire general fund goes to our staff. We take other costs, spread it out to other revenue streams. And the harsh reality is, whether you're a town of 5,000, 50,000, or 500,000, how can we continue to ask the men and women who put that uniform on and answer when 911 calls to do more with less?
Do you feel like there's a disconnect between what you're communicating right now and what lawmakers want?
You know, I don't think so. I never think there's a disconnect. I think there's only opportunity for more conversation. Look, in policy and politics, we've got to be pragmatic. We don't need to be making knee-jerk decisions 2 months into a new turnover at a state house. What we need to be doing is having a good conversation that first year about how we can enact transformational change for the next 10 years to come. Look, folks, we don't need to be transactional. We got to be transformational, and that takes deliberate policy and conversation, not rush into failure where it might bite us 5 years down the line.
Brandon, what would you like to see? Obviously, some type of property tax reform is likely going to happen this session. What would you as a mayor like to see in that property tax reform?
Yeah, we got to take care of our Hoosiers who are on a fixed income. We got to take care of the men and women who rose that right hand to serve in the United States military. Right. And when we have these conversations, I think a targeted approach to reform absolutely needs to be had. But I also think the last couple of years, when you look at the housing market, how volatile it's been, had a negative effect on the current assessment formula that is enacted by the states and enforced by the county. So we got to look at the assessment formula and how that is done prior to saying we need blanket reform, because it's different for Terre Haute. It's different for Carmel. It's different for Sullivan, Indiana. All these communities have different problems. That's what I'm trying to be here, to advocate for local control, right? Don't we have the party in charge that believes in less government control and to localize these issues?
And just so we're clear, you aren't against property tax reform, but this bill would be devastating.
I am never against tax reform because it's a great conversation to be had no matter what level of government you are at. I firmly believe that we always need to have conversations around tax reform. What I'm against is the current verbiage in this bill and the negative impacts it would have on a city like Terre Haute, Indiana, as well as other Hoosier communities that are already losing tens of millions of dollars because of the circuit breaker. If the circuit breaker wasn't in effect, then we wouldn't be that 22nd out of 567 cities and towns on the property tax level. So our hands are tied because of a circuit breaker, and now we're going to tie them again, which puts us in a very unique situation.
Good. Thanks, guys.